Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, wishing you the happiest of New Year's on this inaugural day of the year 2025. Coming to you live on Memorex, default location, alternate route. I got grocery bags on me. I'm taking the Ralph's route, but I'm thinking I may not need to stop by there as there's food at the house already. It should be sufficient. And I noticed too that I pretty much cut sweets out. I've been really laying off the sweets for the most part. I had cookies on Christmas that I made and I burned them slightly, more than slightly, but I still ate them. Other than that, my usual separate dessert purchases and having a completely like separate meal from dinner for dessert. Having an agenda for dessert and my sweets at night, it's pretty much gone. Used to be candy and cookies. But I do want to do something special. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish this walk, get back home, eat a mild breakfast, not even a mild breakfast, eat my usual broccoli and cottage cheese breakfast for something in my stomach. And then get in the car and go someplace. And just be out. But even having said that, I'm kind of tired, actually. Probably I'm tired maybe from the work week or from last night. I had a little mini self party last night. And for me, the big deal for that party was, you know, other than I rode to Pasadena. The Rose Bowl parade route, the night before the parade, people hang out. You know, they do the marshmallows throwing, people camping out and just having a good time. You know, music just on the street all the way, like a couple miles all the way down Colorado Boulevard. It wasn't a lot of people out there. It was like no traffic. I was like the only car out there. It was like me and the other car. Well, you know, it was other cars, but it wasn't like it was before where it used to be bumper to bumper all the way down the route. Wasn't like that last night, and it was a lot of empty areas there too. Maybe because it was cold and people figured out I'll just come in the morning or whatever. You know, they put their chairs out in their little camping gear, but there was kids out there now throwing the marshmallows. My car, they got my car. I had to go to the car wash afterwards because you want to get that stuff off of there before it dries and hardens. So I went to a car wash. And while I was at the car wash, I got to black them out. I haven't smoked anything. Well, I can't say anything, as I did have a slippage fairly recently smoking that other stuff, which I didn't talk about here, which I should, because it reminded me of that feeling or that headspace or that vibration or that whatever you want to call it. It reminded me. Happy New Year. It reminded me what it was like to be into the music and to vibe that way, to feel that kind of vibe. I have forgotten because I've been so I just been separated from that. I've been more in a functional role, more of a straight ahead, you know, just, not, I don't want to say no nonsense, but less ethereal mode in handling things and That may be because of my separate, and also from that, I made a separation from music. How I used to listen to music and it would just go all through me. And it makes it feel good. And when I partook in that recreational drug here in California, after maybe a year or 2 years without doing it, oh my God, it was the best. It was the best. And I was like, of course I filmed myself. And I was like, you know what? This is the feeling that my indulgence and my nothing in moderation and my either I'm gonna do it all the time or I'm not gonna do it. It takes away that feeling I got that first time. Oh my God. After all those years, after a few long period off, oh my God, it was euphoric. Oh, the music made me tear up and cry almost. It was so good and so beautiful. Listen to P-Funk, I listened to the awesome power of a fully operational mothership. Mathematics, Lolita had tears in my eyes. It was just so beautiful. And I've kind of gotten away from that. But more than likely, can't say for sure, I've increased my focus on other aspects of my energy to be maybe more productive, to get things done, to be more clear in my think. Not clear in my think, but more deliberate in the execution of certain things. But it was good. So, yeah, the Black and Mild, I had quit those for a while. I said, it's New Year's. You know, I'm going to do something. So I had one. It was so good. I went and got another one. One wasn't enough, but finished them up last night, put them away, put the ashtray away, everything, you know. I'm back to hopefully back to the regiment and the understanding and the mission. Back on the mission. It was good. And just so into it, it feels so good just to be, you know, in a celebratory mood. And just be up. It was up to like 3 a.m. or so. And just, you know, just enjoying myself. Enjoying myself. And literally enjoying myself. Enjoying me. Self. That's how I want to say it. That's all I want to say. Enjoying. Not enjoying by myself. But actually enjoying myself. Enjoying me. Just being, you know. Nothing to do next day. Celebrate, there was fireworks. I would go out on the patio, smoke, Black and Mild, get that rush, and oh, it was just so good. So I had that indulgence. And I'm kind of wore out. I'm kind of tired. I don't know if nicotine and Black and Mild are anti-sleep drug, but I was laying there like I had caffeine for a while. Didn't eat too much. Had a good day. Didn't eat. Got off work. You know, everything, when I'm working, the day goes, you know, pretty much as planned. Had my broccoli and cottage cheese in the morning. Had a celery, piece of celery, and 5 mini carrots, like towards the middle of the day. And I got off work, went to Pasadena, rode around. Didn't eat till like 10 o'clock and really wasn't hungry and hadn't smoked yet. No, I did smoke. I smoked the Black and Mild and I got back. So I sat down and ate. Didn't have that much food. Didn't go back for more. Woke up today, 209.6. I'm under 210. And the goal is not to give it back today. Give some of it back. You know, give some of it back now. Let's not be crazy. I think I'm about 7 pounds, 6 or 7 pounds under where I was last year on this day. But the trend last year is definitely going up. The trend this year is coming down. and the mentality and my energy and my motivation is in a much better place. Because I think I was smoking Black and Miles back then. I think I was. I'm not sure. I really think I was. I'm not sure. Because when I had an accident, when did I pass out and bust my teeth? I think I quit smoking Black and Miles then. I'm not sure. I forget. I should have wrote down the timeline exactly. You know, when I stopped doing stuff. But I wonder if I talked about it in a video. I may have. But and I do want to know. I wish I could pin it down when I stopped. I really would like to know how long it's been since I smoked this or smoked that. But here I am, feeling good. 209.6, I'm under 210 on the first day of 2025. I'm looking forward to 2025, and I know some people, and I used to be one, and I kind of did it too. You know, you look forward to 2025, the celebration of change, the possibility of a new day. And to a certain degree, I do use the moment as a marker, as a denotation, as a demarking, whatever. Something to mark that point, denoting whatever point as a metric or whatever to start or begin something. I still do to a degree, but basically every day I do that. Basically, I'm looking at myself, reworking and trying to go forward, reevaluating what I'm doing, my energies, my plans, my executions, the path I'm on. Basically, I'm looking at that every day. And changes come when they need to come. Because like this weight thing, I didn't wait till the first of the year to start this. I got serious about it a few months ago. I mean, really serious about it a few months ago. But I did want to mark, really, maybe not New Year's, but last year, January 31st, when I reached my highest, when I was up like 224, one reading was 226. You know, I wanted to mark that point as a metric to compare myself against or whatever. And it was between December 31st and January 31st when I put on like 10, 15, 16, 17 pounds. So we're right at the beginning of that great weight gain sequence. So I feel good. Got some footage of Pasadena. Haven't looked at it yet on the 360 camera. They got my car. The side of the car faces closest to the street. Silly string. Look like shaving cream. Whatever. It's marshmallows smeared on there, whatever, all that. I knew I had to wash that stuff off because 1 year I did it, and I didn't wash it off. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that stuff hardens. It gets more difficult to get off, so I just stopped by a car wash. And I was looking forward to having a Black and Mild all day yesterday. That was my thing. I was excited about it, that anticipation. In the previous video, I was talking about how I want to stop anticipating food to see if that'll work. Stop, you know, make a conscious effort not to be thinking about the next meal, because I can actually feel my adrenaline and motivation improve or be better or be stronger, whatever you want to call it, when I think of anticipate what I'm going to do after work and the such. So, yeah, I can't wait to, you know, have a look at something to look forward to. And maybe I can stop doing that and be more in the present moment. But though, even though I'm anticipating stuff in the future, I'm still getting down in the moment now. I can multitask. Even though I'm, you know, that I use that energy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we're going to get the salad. Or, you know, like, I'm walking. Ooh, I'm going to do this walk. We get the pizza. We're going to get this. Oh, I can't wait to sit down in that chair, the remote. There's, you know, there's definitely, you know, some of that to a degree. But I want to lessen it, if not get rid of it. And especially I want to get rid of it in the, about food in that next meal. I think I'm doing pretty good. I got no idea. I know I am. 209.6. As hot as it is today, and I'm wearing my sauna suit, I could be 206 something when I get back. I'll definitely be 207 something. I could be 206. If I lose 2.8, if I lose my normal 2.8 that I do during the summer or whatever, I'll be under, that'd be 206.8. And the whole thing is don't give it back. Don't give it back. You know, you feel better when you don't. But I do need a down day. I do need a down day where I just lay in bed and finish watching the Alien series and eat. I just gotta make sure I don't overdo it. Cause I don't wanna give it back. And I don't believe the double walking works. I don't believe the double walking works. Though, staying in motion works, I think. Like out, like on my days off where I still walk at my breaks. I think I did that last weekend and it really worked. It really helped. Probably because that maybe gets my adrenaline up and my mojo or whatever, my vibration up. Could be a distraction from eating. It lessened my appetite and lessened the amount that I desire to eat. Because you feel good, you don't want to be lazy. Sometimes you just feel good and you want to do right. When you feel good, you do right. Once you get that momentum, it's easy. But, oh, I don't want none of that cake. I don't want none of that damn. Well, I can make Jell-O. I got Jell-O now. I got Jell-O in there. I think Jell-O would be something nice to have. That's a sweet. Yeah, and I got whipped cream in there too. So I can have that. And also I got brownies in there. I could probably make brownies. But brownies are a big hit. Meaning hit on the weight scale because you make so much of them. And then you got it. You know, if they're in there, you're going to eat them. Usually I eat them over 2 days. But still, by not having stuff in the house, I seem to do much better. Still have my chips, though. Love my chips. Put vinegar on them. And my lemon pepper. Eat them with my salad. Salad was so good yesterday. Okay, it's mostly dressing, cheese, meat, mushrooms. There's some lettuce in there. It was so good. Eating with my chips. Just sitting there. Had a good night. Had a very enjoyable night with myself. Very notable. And then you just want to wake up. And you want to keep the momentum going. You want to build on this feeling. You know, you want to keep it going and build on it. take advantage of that good feeling and that energy. So Happy New Year, everybody. Happy, happy New Year. Happy 2025. I really sincerely, maybe for the first time in my life, wish everybody the best. I want to see everybody do well. And do well means get what you want, have what you want, and be who the fuck you want to be, regardless of what anybody or anything else says or whatever they expect of you. For you to decide what it is you want to be and do it, execute it, and be happy. You being happy is your responsibility. At a certain age, your happiness becomes your responsibility. And it probably starts young, 16, 17, 18. That means you got to do good in high school. Well, my route, and the route that's the overlying, generalized way to make it in America is education, job, more education, better job. And I believe in that system. You know why I believe in that system? Because it works. They tell you. You may not like that system. You may not. You have to believe in it. And I don't mean have to, because you don't have to do nothing. But I just say that to make it easier way to put it. You have to believe in the system because the system works. It works. If you go to school, you get educated, you go to college, you get a good job, you create yourself as a value to somebody, and somebody will pay you. Now, that may not work for a lot of people, and I get that. That may not work for certain people for whatever reason. Maybe some people can't, you know, fit in that box. Some people can't work on the structure. Maybe some people, whatever. I get that. Just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean it doesn't work. I guess you can say that about everything. See, and that goes back to my nothing really matters. I mean, not that nothing matters. Well, nothing does really matter. But there is no good, bad, up or down. That's why I say it's what you want to be. You decide the doctrine. You decide the ideology. You decide who's God. What is God? You decide why you live. Nobody else. Nobody else. And once you make that decision, go after it. And like I said, I've been going after it since high school. In high school, I definitely started because I knew I wanted to be electronics. So I started taking electronic classes. I foresaw that. And growing up, I was doing all this electronic stuff on my own, kind of, you know, as a hobby, you know, as a kid learning. Going to the library, doing all that. And I may have not, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to be an electronic technician. Or I'm going to do electronics when I grow up. And that was in the back of my mind. But then it started to become where I could actually put that in tangible practice, where I can actually see where step A, step B, step C was going to lead me. Or should lead me. And then you get affirmation from teachers and from institutions. You know, obviously, paying money. Go to DeVry. You know, they solicit you. They want you there. So they're going to tell you this and that. But it's true. And they help you build that first resume. Coming out of DeVry in Columbus. All that. I think my happiness, keeping my record clean, staying out of real trouble. Staying away from hard drugs, no crime, no serious crime. Being cool with people, staying cool with people. My happiness today started being built 40 plus years ago. My happiness today started being put together 40 plus years ago. And now I'm reaping the benefits of those decisions I made when I was younger. School, I was contradictory. I was rebellious. I was contrarian, but I knew school was important. I knew I needed good grades to go to college. That was instilled in me for whatever reason. I don't know if my parents, the way we grew up, because everybody in my immediate family got a bachelor's degree or more. My mother and sister got master's. My father got a bachelor's degree. I saw it from Youngstown State. I went back and got mine at 35 years old. Got laid off from Avicon. Have some money in my 401k. Took a whole year off. I arranged it so I went to two schools. DeVry had just started this technical Bachelor of Science in Technical Management. And it literally just started it. I went to school, I went to that, and since I was laid off and not working, the state offered network training. I got Novell network training. I was learning computers. I went from being an electronic technician into computers. And I already had a strong footing in computers because I was been a hobbyist for years up until that. I've been a hobbyist, computers, wanting to learn them and learn basic languages, just learn anything I could about them from way back. So when I was actually put in an environment to where what I knew and what I didn't know could be compared to other people, I was like, oh, look at you, Mr. Mitchell. So I was ready. It wasn't like I walked into that computer class completely oblivious. I was ready. I learned a lot. It was a lot I needed to be taught, but I had a strong footing. I emptied up my 401k, and I budgeted my money, and I saw what unemployment was going to pay me, with the assets that I had. It looked like I could pay my rent for a year and go to school for a year and graduate with a technical, graduated magna cum laude, of course, and got my Novell certification. I was out there. Got my first job, my first real job was at Live Entertainment, the Menendez brothers. They had already been convicted and put away. We went in there. I remember when I interviewed a job, they kind of broke it down and said, well, we want to let you know that this is, Live Entertainment, the Menendez brothers. And I don't even think I had heard of them, but I didn't know what it was. So I went and started working for them. Eventually somebody bought it. Partnership group bought it. They bought us some heavy hitting CEOs. Mark Curcio, Bill Block, and Amir, I forget his last name. These cats came in killing. They went over, remember Bill Block? Over to Cannes, France. The reason I know, because I worked on all their laptops and stuff. I had to get their equipment ready to travel and do stuff. They went to France, came back, hey, we bought a movie, Blair Witch Project. Oh, okay. They bought a bunch of other stuff too. I think they did Undercover. They distributed Undercover Brother. They didn't make it, they distributed. They did Belly, some other movies. The Breaks. I don't know if they distributed tomatoes, but we bought Blair Witch and put it out. It became a hit, major hit. I've never seen nothing like that before. Enormity, just huge, massive. When the world comes at you, Lord have mercy. When the world is looking, you get that kind of notoriety or that kind of attention, Lord have mercy. Never seen anything like that. Walking to work one day, envelope on my desk, on everybody's desk. I get in early before everybody. So I kind of walked in, people were like, hey. People were a little bit happy and, kind of mentioning something, but not mentioning it. So I got to my desk, checked there, opened it up, $4,000, let alone In fact, I was making more money than I've ever been making. I told this story before, I'm gonna say it again. Before I left work that day, paid off all my bills and still had enough money left over. I eventually used to go to Europe, straight to the Vatican with my atheist ass. All that started with that first crystal radio I got. And me being so fascinated by electronics and learning all that and then going into computers. And now I'm doing computers as a career. Worked at several different industries, several companies. I've seen things, experienced things. And that in itself is a reward, let alone the paycheck. Actually, I worked at Universal, worked at JPL, worked at MySpace, even though MySpace was done and over with. Went in there for 2 weeks to help clean up. It was to the point, they was, you know, going down. People was like, take some of these computers home. And I was still kind of leery at that point. It was like, ah, you want a computer? Take some of these Macs home, which I should have done. That way I could have learned Apple and Mac. And probably would have improved my chances of working at Universal Music, which is what I really, 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 really wanted to do for a long time. I remember seeing when Universal Music put an ad out, I'd jump all over and I would get interviews. They'd call me in. And it might have been just to, you know, call it a minority or whatever. I don't know, because I'm sure thousands of people going after that job, but you know, I would get interviews, I'd get in front of somebody's face, but sealed the deal once when it's a contractor. Couldn't stay though, didn't have that Mac experience. But anyway, and now I stumbled upon this job I got now, 10 years ago, best job I ever had in my life. The artisan entertainment job was my favorite job, but the job I got now is the best by far. Untouchable, not even close. This is the best job I ever had by far, making more money than I ever had. In fact, I don't want to give it away, but, well then, of course that was 20 years ago too, so inflation and stuff, but the bonus I get every year was more than the Blair Witch bonus I got. I just love, this is my 2025. This is every day for me. This is every day for me. So I don't feel so much like starting anew. I don't feel so much like, oh, okay, right now we put a foot down. I'm gonna execute this. You know, this is the day I go forward. Not so much that I do that just about every day. I do that every day. But it does feel good to, you know, have something. Say, I'll start the year off right so far. Like, saying something like, you know, maybe in January, late January, I say, yeah, I walked 10,000 steps every day this year. It's nice to have something to say like that, you know, to a degree. Whew. Whew, got tired holding that stick. The sauna suit is hot. You can see it's sunny and nice out here. Sunny and bright. And I am tired. Not even halfway done yet. Coming up on Ventura Boulevard on New Year's Day. Should be kind of festive. Should be some energy in there on the street. People and stuff. Probably too hot in the sauna suit. Can't take it off now since all the clothes under it are soaking wet. I'll be okay. I think I feel effects from smoking them Black & Milds last night too, but that might be psychosomatic. I almost feel like I was hungover when I woke up this morning. Yeah, but I feel good. Feel good. It's New Year's Day, it's not busy out here. Traffic is very light. You can definitely tell it's a holiday. Kind of a quiet, slow moving day. Which is good. Feels like a Sunday. Actually, it's even more quiet than Sunday, actually. It feels even more quiet than that. Which is where it's supposed to be, I guess. Anyhow, again, happiest of New Year's to everybody. I hope you attain the things that you want, even if you don't want anything or have any real aspirations. That's cool too. Maybe your thing is you just want to be left alone. That's cool too. I wish you to attain whatever it is your heart desires. Because in doing so, you increase the chances of survival of our species. Every voice should make a noise. Whoa, man, come on. Every voice should make a noise. Be heard is the next step in that. But as far as I want to go with that is to say, to just be heard. To be, no, not be heard, be expressed. Should be expressed. Say it, get it out. Express it, put it out there in the universe. Let the universe handle it. Whenever it is you want to say, do or be, just do it and be it. And if you don't want to do that, do that. If you're going to do that, don't. See, it's all beautiful. I know I sound all hippie, but I guess it's all beautiful in the sense that nothing matters. I think the hippie people kind of look at it different. It's about love. It's not about love. About getting along. It's not about getting along. It's about the outcome. That's what it's about. It's about the outcome. How you get there, people have different ideas on how you want to achieve that outcome. Hell, people have different ideas on what that outcome should be. All of that. And it's beautiful that it all meshes together in harmony, even when it's disharmony, even with war and hate, all of that. If you take your emotional or the negative or positive connotation, the good or bad off of it, it's just an act that adds or subtracts or multiplies or divides in an equation. And when you step back and look at the result of that equation or everything that we're doing here, and see how it all works together without focusing on the hate or without focusing on you know, things that you think are negative, how it all fits. Nothing is totally bad. Nothing is completely bad. Good things can come from bad things. And it's hard to say what is what until you finally see the outcome. And who knows, maybe we need all that. And what I like to use is a meteorite hit the earth 65 million years ago, killed the dinosaurs. Oh, poor dinosaurs. Yeah, but that allowed the primate that eventually evolved into us grow and prosper. So how can you say, you know, that that's good or bad? It just is. Anyhow, I'm tired. I feel good. I'm tired. My arms are sore. It's hot. I'm hot in the sauna suit. Probably a little bit grumpy. Probably need a little bit more rest. And as such, probably need to eat. But we'll see. We'll see how I feel when I get back. And step on that scale and jump in the shower and prepare for the next part of my day. Anyway, swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that was, is, or will be. A totality of it all? No. That'd be the totality of it all. There can only be one. There cannot be more than one totality of it all. There can only be one. The totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.